May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We can say hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's really hard after 20 years to decide what to say about Easter that might be a little bit different. I couldn't come up with much, but the feeling that I kept getting all through Lent was love. Love, love. And that's not new to anybody here, I'm sure. But when I read through the lessons and decided to choose which one, I did pick Matthew because of this phrase. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. And I thought to myself, God Almighty is saying that to each and every one of us here today, because that's why we're here. There is absolutely no reason other than that. That to be here because we are looking for Jesus. And yes, we have found him, but we can continue to grow. We can continue to search and continue to love and serve our Lord. So when the angels said to them, don't be afraid, can you imagine how they feel? Anybody else ever sit around and just kind of imagine what that must have been like? To go to a cave to expect to see Jesus Christ dead, and then angels appear and Jesus isn't there. But the angel even tried to explain to him, Jesus has been raised just like he said. Jesus was not a crackpot. He's the Son of God. 100% human, but 100% divine. God Almighty. So the angels were trying to comfort them and say to them, Jesus Christ, your Jesus, who you came looking for, is alive. It's true. Rejoice in that. And so next, and I like this too, next the angels say, all right, so come and see. And then go quickly. And then tell his disciples. So they're telling them, come and see. It's like an invitation. We hear that many times from Jesus Christ. Come and see. Be with me. Step away from your busy schedules and your world. Come and see the place where you lay that's not there. It's the empty tomb, the Son of the risen Christ. And then the next is go quickly. So what does that tell us? We're not supposed to sit around and not have action after we know that Jesus Christ is our Savior and is alive. We're supposed to go quickly. What are we supposed to go to? We're supposed to share and tell ourselves, our family, others about the risen Lord, about his love, about his redemption, about his salvation, about his forgiveness. Most of all, about his love. Jesus Christ, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves each and every one of us here. No matter what we do, is he pleased with us at some times? No. Because we sin, and because we fail, because we are disobedient. But still, God invites us. He loves us to himself with open arms. God Almighty loves us that much that he did give his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, but to be raised and save us. And so, yes, that's what we're doing here today. God is love. We're seeking to know Jesus more and more. And if we love God, what happens? More and more faith follows. And if it's true faith, more and more action follows. And more worship follows, along with a lot of compassion and tolerance and patience and forgiveness for ourselves and all who we run into. So faith, obedience, action, worship, and love is all about putting God first. Putting God first. Which is not an easy thing. So I decided this time to kind of improvise, make it a little bit shorter, but a lot of people, including the adults, and I've done it for kids, but it's kind of a good analogy or symbol or example. This container has sand, some small rocks, medium rocks, and a big rock. Now the sand is going to represent maybe why we don't do what we're supposed to do. Like deciding to catch up on sleep instead of worshiping the Lord. Maybe going to the mall, or, well, you know, just this week I'm going to go to the movies, or, well, I'm going to be on vacation. Doesn't matter where you go to church as long as we worship the Lord. Or maybe, well, I have to go to a party. Or, well, last night I went to a party. Life gets in the way of our worship sometimes of the Lord. How about gaming? Sometimes staying up all night or a little bit late and doing gaming. That can make us tired in the morning too. Or we might feel that, well, you know, worshiping God, He doesn't mind. He's going to love me anyway. It's just not really convenient today, so forget it. Next week. Well, sometimes next week never happens. So then the middle-sized rocks. Well, we get a little bit more important. Maybe going shopping for food, which is important. Shopping for clothes, going to school, going to work. Maybe a sports practice, maybe cleaning, maybe doing the lawn work. That could get in the way of worshiping our Lord, the God of Israel, us, the new Israel. And then finally, the big rocks. Our friends, our families. Sometimes we get in our own ways. We can't be blaming everything and everyone because it's up to us what we do. It's up to us if we worship the Lord and if we're going to be true and loving. But still and all, that does get in the way. So then you've got the big rock. This is God. You have all these other distractions. The big rock doesn't fit. Now, I'm going to make it very short. I lie a lot. What I did, and I want you to know, when I did this 2 years ago, I measured it all out. There's actually more stuff in this container. But what was the thing? I put the big rock in first to represent God. And all the other little rocks, medium rocks, sand, went in afterwards. And what about this? There's even more room. It's our choice. It can be difficult, but we can do it because we have our Savior. We can do it because we have the power of the Holy Spirit in us. All we have to do is decide, okay, God, I'm going to try and I'm going to put you first. And then see the change, because if we have met the risen Christ, we change. And we have joy and we have peace and we do have love. So, if we truly decide to put God first, we are to come and see whatever church that may be, but we are to come and see, then be with our congregation, our family in Christ, and then go quickly and share all of that love and forgiveness and hope and joy, and then tell others, really tell others what Jesus has done for us as individuals. We are to tell others about the empty tomb, the risen Christ, all the joy, the pain, the healing, the teaching, the giving, the self-sacrificing. We are to share that and to know that and accept that. And then worship the Lord our God. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you come here, and we know that you're here already in our midst, but we ask that you help each and every one of us to feel your presence in a powerful way. Help us to relax, Help us to whatever is distracting us from you, to take that away. And we know that Jesus has made a bridge, a straight road from our hearts to you. We thank you, Lord, for making God accessible. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you shared. And we thank you most of all for our redemption and our salvation. And it is in your name, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.